On a Friday, we do a little thing called the Weekly Wrap. Jeff Field comes in, helps us make sense of a very rapid week of very strange news. Mm. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. I do my best. It's been a particularly long week for me. Way back on Monday, we had news of the hurricane hitting Texas.
Yes.
To me, that seems like weeks ago, but that's when we got news of the devastation caused around the Houston area. On that day, 1,000 people rescued. Of course, it went on through the week and got worse and worse. Also, news surfaced of tyres being slashed outside the production of Holding the Man by the Lane Cove Theatre Company. Now, that play deals with gay issues, two men infected with the HIV virus. Also, posters were ripped down outside the theatre. So police are still asking for public assistance there. If you've
please
seen...
Please do help, because we spoke to the director of that the theatre group, and he would really love some help on that.
Sad news, a three-year-old shot dead at Layla Park. Very disturbing story, that one. And Channel 10 was purchased by CBS. Sorry, Rupert, you missed out there. On Tuesday, a home affordability report came out saying that it's out of reach for most Australians for at least 40 years and bold action needs to be taken right away.
So I can get a home when I'm 83.
Absolutely.
That's something to look forward to.
That's assuming they take action today.
Well, yeah. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Also, we had a shooting at Baulkham Hills. A 28-year-old man was shot as he answered the door. Three men fired shots, hitting the windows as well. North Korea launched the missile attack on Tuesday over Japan. That landed in the ocean. And Donald Trump said that all options were open on the table. And also, Luna Park's famous smile was almost wiped off its face. Yeah, there was a crane collapse. And part of the entrance to Luna Park was damaged. And also that night you slept out for the homeless. For
was
the
that Newtown that long ago? Center. Right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, well done, Nick.
Thank you.
Wednesday, Donald Trump. I'm just having a look. There's so many Donald Trump stories on my list. He toured Texas with his wife, Melania, wearing those lovely stilettos. Malcolm Turnbull met with power bosses. Again, claiming that the meeting is going to result in cheaper power prices. That's what he says. That's also what he said last time. But
I can't reply. I'm holding my breath. Sorry.
I've got nothing more to add to that. Bill Shorten slammed the first ads that went to air for the No campaign for the postal ballot. They featured three ladies who kind of, in my opinion, weren't really talking about the issue at hand. They were talking about safe schools and other things. And one of them has actually been found to be a fraud. The principal of her school did not say that her son has to wear a dress to school. Let's get that straight.
Really?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, I'm so shocked that didn't happen.
Yeah, also an Uber driver was attacked at Bexley by three men. They're still looking for those three. Yesterday, let's see, we had that terrible shooting at Bathurst after a man apparently lunged at police with a samurai sword. It's the third police shooting this year. Of course, we had the shooting outside Central Station Florist in July. And in August, a man was shot by police after he allegedly lunged at them with a sword. All those three incidents are still being investigated by the police critical investigation team. And we had Darren Hinch seeking legal advice over citizenship issues relating to his time in New York when he was a young journalist there and had a social security card. That saga just keeps giving to us every day almost. And also it was the end of spring. And
No, the end of winter. Start of spring.
You can tell it's Friday. It's the end of winter and the start of spring.
We can go straight to summer.
Okay.
Do you want to just go straight to summer?
Let's go to summer. All right.
All right, so it's now officially summer.
It's now officially
you
summer.
You heard it. Real news.
And in all seriousness, believe it or not, winter was actually 2 degrees above average.
I can barely believe that. I really can.
And it's the wind chill factor. So even though we were having days of 17, 18 degrees, it felt like 14.
And
so
we are heading for a warmer than usual spring as well, apparently.
Yeah, with a bad
dry
pollen count
as well.
Yeah, so for asthma sufferers, I'm sorry to tell you, make sure you got your plans in place.
Hands up over here. That's definitely
Claritine.
Me. Plans.
Yeah.
I should have some plans around my health. Is that what you're
apparently
suggesting?
Apparently, yeah.
Not just kind of make it up one day at a time. Hope
no,
for the best.